Well, for just the third time in its history, Australia is experiencing deflation. Prices for goods and services fell by a record amount in the 3 months to June because of the virus measures, a quarterly drop of 1.9%. So annual inflation is running at negative 0.3 percentage points. Free childcare and a big fall in petrol prices were key, but toilet paper prices jumped, you may not be surprised to learn. Our business reporter David Taylor is here with me. Hi, David.
G'day, Linda.
For most people, I suppose, if you still have a job in particular, the idea of cheaper prices for things like petrol and rent and electricity, always welcome. Is there a downside to all these discounts?
Well, Linda, these figures are quite extraordinary. Australia recording annual deflation for the first time since March 1998, after headline inflation fell 0.3 of a percentage point in the year to June. Of course, we've just mentioned lower prices pretty much all around, but it is difficult for borrowers. And I'll just explain really, really briefly. Basically, the RBA has been printing lots of money, and we've been talking about that. That's increased the money supply. There is more money sloshing around in the economy, which would normally, Linda, create inflation, which the economics textbooks show us makes it easier to pay down debt, reduce debt. The problem we have now, and we've talked about this before, is that the extra money is now being actually creating asset price inflation, not inflation or price rises for most goods and services. So the money is actually going into stocks and property. Wages, business revenue and government revenue, for just a few examples, are in fact, they're all going backwards. And we've been talking about that too. Linda, of course, if your wage is looking at a household, for instance, if your wage goes backwards, of course, it makes it harder for you to pay off debt. So this is the big problem.
And speaking of asset prices, the banking regulator APRA today announced it's capping dividend payouts to 50% of the bank's earnings. Now, that means less money to shareholders, and yet bank stocks went up today. What's going on?
Yeah, a bit confusing. Look, the market probably priced in what APRA originally flagged, which was actually cutting dividends to nothing. So the market probably thought this is better than that. But more generally, it does take the pressure off the banks to not line investor pockets, because they're pressured into doing that all the time. And of course, it means then they'll have more money to protect their own balance sheet against things like loan default. So it does make sense in a way.
Now, small business representatives were speaking today at the National Press Club. What did they have to say?
Look, creating jobs is by far and away the biggest challenge for the economy at the moment. A small business ombudsman, Kate Carnell, spoke first, and she wants to shine a very bright light on childcare. It's affecting a lot of, especially women in the workforce. Now, Linda, she believes making childcare more affordable will see the single biggest increase in jobs to help drive the economy out of recession.
Economists are forever saying, and they're right, that you get a double dividend for childcare. You increase workplace participation rates and you achieve much needed early childhood education. And of course, I'd add to that, you get job growth.
Ms. Carnell explains that roughly 40% of all small businesses are owned and run by women, many of whom are mothers. By making childcare more affordable, she says, means these women can open their business doors more often, grow and therefore employ more people.
To put it in perspective, if all Australian SMEs were to employ one extra person, we would be in full employment tomorrow. So the real challenge here is to have a system that supports the small business sector to deliver growth in jobs if we are to have the economic recovery we so desperately need. But as the saying goes, you know, if nothing changes, everything will stay the same.
So what needs to change?
We've got to make childcare tax effective. We could implement or could phase in extending subsidy schemes. There's a range of things that could be done, but this is important.
Free childcare ended earlier this month. For those with kids in childcare, government coronavirus support has been replaced by the reintroduced childcare subsidy. The amount of subsidy you receive depends on your family's income, the hourly rate cap you pay for childcare, and the hours of work. But the government's current policy recognises that some families still need more help and has additional support for families whose employment has been impacted by COVID-19. This ends on the 4th of October. The government's made quite a list of income support and other programs supposed to create jobs, including Job Seeker, Job Keeper, Job Trainer and Job Maker. But the Small Business Council CEO, Peter Strong, says he's created a label of his own, calling it Job Killer. These are government policies preventing rather than creating jobs.
A job killer is an example of one, is the current workplace relations system we heard from Kate. The Job Maker is a small business industrial award, as highlighted by Kate. A job killer is payroll tax. The words say it, payroll tax. You employ people, we will punish you. We will tax you.
During a visit to a small business selling seafood today, Prime Minister Scott Morrison reaffirmed his government's commitment to job creation via supporting businesses through cash flow support and the instant asset write-off.
So we've got to get the cost of doing business down. So that's how businesses will make their way. And where the state governments can add to what we're doing, then we appreciate that effort.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Dave Taylor with that report.